For some families, a snow day is a treat. A little shoveling, maybe some sledding or snowman building out in the yard. But string together a bunch of days without school, and the problems can go beyond stir-crazy kids roaming around yelling, "I'm bored." We're in one of those stretches right now, and among the legions of frustrated working Michigan parents is Detroit Free Press columnist Nancy Kaffer. Nancy, good morning.
Doug, can I tell you how happy I am to be at work this morning?
I can only imagine. Nancy, you wrote about the headaches of school being canceled recently. You live in Detroit, but are originally from Alabama. Can you explain how a native of the Deep South found herself rooting for snow, even a lot of snow, earlier this week?
Yeah, my family thinks I'm crazy. You know, my school, like a lot of schools, called off on Sunday night, which I understand from one angle. We had a lot of snow expected. But on the other hand, we've all seen plenty of events where our people in the media told everyone there was going to be a snowmageddon happening, and then it was a non-event. And my theory was, if you're going to cancel school, I want to see some snow.
Of course, there are more serious issues than figuring out what board game to play or how to dry out your mittens and socks. And as you note in your column, for many parents, days without school are days without work. What are some of your bigger concerns when we hit a stretch like this with 2, 3, 4 or more days in a row?
It's a big deal anytime you have to either miss that much work or find childcare. I was very relieved to find that my local YMCA was offering drop-in care for $50 a day. And then I thought, you know, if you're making $10 an hour, $50 a day is pretty much your take-home for that day. I'm grateful that I get to pay $50 a day. For another person, that math may not work out. And disproportionately, this burden falls on mothers. Mostly this is mothers who are the ones who stay home with children. And this is what, when we talk about the pay gap, a lot of critics of those statistics, the 77 cents on the dollar statistic, like to point out that women are not often paid a lower wage for the same work. What it is that because women take on these kinds of burdens, over time, both long-term and short-term, we lose money.
Is there a policy or legal change that you would make to help working parents deal with those kinds of situations?
I mean, I think having paid sick time and paid vacation time would help everyone. But I think there's a cultural change that is maybe even more important than a policy or a legal change. We don't really see raising children as a collective good in the same way that we see public safety or roads or having a military or a postal service. We're starting to see that recognition in terms of education, but education has been sort of established in the public sphere for more than a century now as being a public good. And we haven't really seen that go into child rearing.
You mentioned paid sick time or paid family care, and opponents of those kinds of plans point to the effect on the small businesses, the local pizzeria, the local dry cleaner. What would you do about the effects at that level, those smaller businesses?
I don't really know all the answers to this, but I do think that we have to start thinking of it as a goal we need to work toward in the same way that a minimum wage or capping the work week to a set number of hours. You know, at first they're difficult to sort of deal with, and then they become something that we sort of have without much thought. No one should have to choose between taking care of their child in the short term by taking a snow day and taking care of their child in the long term by losing wages.
Well, Nancy, here we are in this string of consecutive no school days, and I have kids in school, so I know how I would answer this question, but for you, is it insult to injury that we can't even send the kids outside safely because it's too cold?
That's definitely difficult. You know, you have kids want to go outside and play in the snow, and when it's -4 or whatever it was when we left the house, it's just not an option. And this is day 4 of no school at my house. We have not had any school this week, and we won't be having any school tomorrow, which was a pre-planned day off.
Nancy, thanks a lot. Stay warm.
Thanks, Doug.
Nancy Kaffer is a columnist with the Detroit Free Press. You can also read her writing on the opinion page at freep.com and follow her on Twitter at Nancy Kaffer.